questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRabi English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suhail, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Brother. Brother Suhail, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the early morning prayer or Salat and Qaza prayer, or it's a kind of prayer of compensation for the missed prayer, especially in the early morning. How we can solve this problem? We know that Muslims are obliged to wake up in the early morning, before the sun rises. We can say they are obliged to do the Salat of the morning, and if they miss it, they have to do the compensation. And usually it's a difficult task for the people to wake up in the early morning. How to solve this problem? I mean, waking up early in the morning, and then we can say, first of all, not needed to the Qaza prayer, and if, do the Qaza prayer.
Okay, so first we know that the word Qaza in itself is the Arabic word for fulfilling those duties that you have missed due to some reason.
Yes.
On that specific time that you are supposed to perform. So Qaza prayers is a compensation for those prayers that were not performed in the proper time. For example, you slept in and missed your obligatory Fajr Salat. Now that Fajr has passed its proper time, you have to perform it with the intention of Qaza, meaning a missed prayer.
Yes.
So this is the meaning of Qaza. Mm-hmm. Why do we fall into Qaza category? Why not praying on time? That itself has a lot of reasons. Specifically, the Fajr prayers, that is normally exactly after you wake up. Normally, we have the whispers of shaitan and our sleep.
Yes.
It's very heavy.
Okay.
So, for that, what we can do, or like how to train ourselves and why are we facing these issues? One of them is the timetable. We don't have a secure timetable for our daily routine. If we are able to arrange our daily routine timetable, written, not only just plan for, I have to go to 9 to 5 work and come back, then I'm free. No, you have to arrange a timetable, a proper timetable for your day-to-day work, and slowly, slowly you can progress and you will see that your Qaza prayers are missed. Second is our mind. Our mind has some mechanical procedures that are easier to understand. So when it comes to prayers, we have to wake up maybe, like for example, right now the azan is at 4:33.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
So we try to wake up around 4:15.
Okay.
So that we prepare ourselves for namaz and pray avalevakt, at the beginning of the time.
On time, punctual, to be punctual.
Yeah, to be punctual.
Even we are recommended to wake up earlier.
Yeah.
For example, in the midnight, but it depends on what time do you sleep.
Yes.
At night, okay? So there is a prophetic hadith that say that Prophet Muhammad said that a time will come that people will sleep late, so much late, like dogs, okay? So, and cannot wake up in the morning early. As you said, it's very much referring to the lifestyle of the modern world, okay? For example, usually in the modern world, we are busy with our social networks during the night, watching the movies, cable TVs, here, this and that, okay? Filling our stomach with unhealthy food. These are all the causes that make you not to have a good enough sleep over the night, and then wake up in the early morning for the prayer and salat.
Yeah, so the same way that you said, the sleeping late, the eating of the food before sleep.
Yes.
They say that the distance between sleeping and eating food should have some hours so the food digests and does not approach your sleep. So we know that the sleep has its own essence of the body releasing all its tensions, it's stress-free. And then afterwards, if you eat exactly before sleeping, that stress-free body does not remain stress-free because it's still the digestion process is still working on the stomach while you are sleeping and causing a lot of bloating and other stuff, which causes to have lack of sleep while sleeping and increasing your sleep hours. So it goes back to the timetable that you need to make. One of the best ways of being able to wake up for Fajr, they say, is sleeping before midnight. We have some experienced theories and practicalities from people that say that if you sleep before midnight, then even a 2 hours or 3 hours of sleep is enough to keep you awake for the whole day. But if you sleep after midnight, then even if you sleep for 12 hours, when you wake up, you will still feel sleepy.
Just feel tired.
Yeah, right. There is this kind of direction. And also, so this is related to some ahadith based on Islam, but related to scientific theories as well, they say that you need approximately 8 hours of sleep. So combine that with before midnight, have a good rest that you require, and alhamdulillah, easily you should be able to wake up for Fajr. The same thing goes that 4:33, as I said, it's Azan time right now for Fajr in Iran. So we realize one thing, when it is time for Salah, we are not able to wake up. But if we have to travel at 4 o'clock, we need to travel by flight.
Yes.
Because we know we have put a lot of money to buy the tickets, we will wake up 1 to 2 hours before flight time.
Okay.
You see? And you will find this kind of curiosity between people who are Muslims and who are traveling. You will see them that while they are traveling, they will wake up before Fajr time.
Yes.
But when it comes to prayer, they won't. They feel it's a normal thing. They have taken this as a cultural activity more than an actual essence of living, of livelihood. So for Fajr prayers, one of the things that you can do to make it better is to train your mind that Salat is very much important. For if I die after Fajr in this state of sleeping, that is my fault. For I have not practiced myself for it.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Now, why do we have qaza? One of them is Fajr for sleep.
Yes.
But when we come to Zuhr or Asr or Dhuhrain,
yes,
we realize that we have another problem.
Yes.
We have the problem of job. In Western communities or Western countries, a lot of companies do not give you this time.
Salat
for prayers. Yeah. And
Salat break, like tea break.
Salat break.
Yeah.
Which is weird because you have a toilet break.
Yes.
You have a cigarette break.
Yes.
You have a calling break.
Tea break.
Tea break.
Lunch break.
All you everything has a break.
Okay.
Everything that might have induction from shaitan as well, there is a break for it.
Okay.
But for Salah, no break. And we have seen a lot of Muslims trying hard and hard to accomplish that by even going to some places that they are not seen and pray. So we have this issue, and in the Risala of our Maraje, we have seen that when it comes to your job and your prayers, know that your prayer is a primary goal than your job. If you are not able to pray, there is a possibility to find a job in a place where you have this access to pray, then you have to leave the job for prayers. Always know that the wajibat that we have is always on the primary. You cannot secondarize what Allah has proclaimed for you,
okay,
for something that you need.
Yes.
Know that your risk is in His hand. If you go to Him on time, He will solve your problems on time.
On time.
Yeah.
That's right.
And one okay. more solution that we have for this, especially for waking up, we have this verse from Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 110 from Hadith. We have seen this to be mentioned in the riwayah that is stating as, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُهَا إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِكَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ أَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِإِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا.
Yes.
I've recited slowly okay. so the viewers can listen to it as yes. well as know where it is from. Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 110. Ayatul Kursi is one more recitation that can be recited before Fajr prayers, before you sleep, and it should help you in your waking up peacefully and be ready to pray.
That's all right. And in the spiritual trainings of the Muslims, the morning prayer, the morning salat, has been emphasized very much. We can say, especially before the sun rises, you know, you are awake, you be busy with the midnight prayer, Layla, we can say Salatul Layl, you know, yes. Or the midnight prayer, we can say, being prepared for the morning prayer with your, for example, recitation, with doing supplications and du'as. And all in all, those people who are interested in spiritual perfection has always been to be busy with the midnight prayer and the morning prayer rather than, for example, the night prayer or the Zuhrain prayer or something yes. like that. It shows that the timing itself has its own significance.
Yes.
That's all right. And usually in the morning, it's very much difficult to attend the participate in the Namaz-e-Jama'ah, the morning prayer in the mosque. Do you have any practical recommendation for the people how to attend it?
Going to Jamaat prayers requires practice of going through different times.
Yes.
A person, when you don't know the essence of an activity, you will never take it to be important, even though it seems to be important.
Yes.
So the Salatul Jama'ah, the essence of it, it is said that even if Salatul Jama'ah is away from Avval Waqt, which is the beginning part of the time of Namaz. For example, right now we have 4:33 Azan. We have the beginning of the prayer, the blessed time that is limited. But after the blessed time, we have Salatul Jama'ah.
Mm-hmm.
Between Avval Waqt, the beginning yes. of the time, and the Salatul Jama'ah, which one is preferred to have more sawab and more blessings in it, more effect, is Salatul Jama'ah.
That's right.
They say if you have Avval Waqt, you have the beginning of time to pray, where it has its essence and thawab, and then you have a Jama'ah, it's better to pray Jama'ah. And Jama'ah is not always to be like at mosque. If at your home, your place, you have someone who fulfills the shara'it, the laws yes. of leading a prayer, he can lead a prayer and everyone can get thawab of it.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. As you say, it very much depends on your timetable,
yeah.
on your lifestyle, not overeating, not eating fatty food, for example, or the night. The things that make you very much sleepy, not drinking, for example, or all the things, you know, for example, that's right, the sugary things must not be eaten over the night, so you can have a light sleep. And then, for example, you can wake up early in the morning for the Salat of the morning. That's all right. Thank you much, Brother Sohail, for a nice elaboration regarding the significance of Salat al-Subh. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page, to another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan li Ali wa Husayn
وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن